السلام عليك يا أبا عبد الله وعلى الأرواح التي حلت بفنائك.
این حرکت حرکت عشق و ایمانه. ما هم از دور نگاه میکنیم به این حرکت و غبطه میخوریم به حال اون کسانی که این توفیق رو پیدا کردن و این حرکت رو انجام دادن.
اگر آوارم قلبم در ایوان تو جا مانده، دلم با هر قدم با هر نفس اسم تو را خوانده، غم عشقت بیابون پرورام کرد و میانه را.
Regarding the provision of continuous emergency services in the previous years, the International Charity Foundation of Muslim Doctors Without Borders would be providing its services in the field throughout the Arba'een Walk, this year as well, for the lovers of the Husseini School of Thought. Our colleagues, doctors and specialists are with you throughout the path in order to be of your assistance on the road and help you as much as they possibly can. Necessary advice for patients with diabetes on the Arba'een Walk. Foot precautions for diabetic patients. The most important point in regards to this matter is that a diabetic patient must not at all walk barefoot and must use the appropriate footwear, especially where diabetic footwear is necessary. Patients with diabetes must be careful of their feet concerning blisters, wounds, redness, and swelling. In case of experiencing such problems, one must quickly consult with a physician. A diabetic patient's nails must be short, but there needs to be a little bit of nail left. Do not cut down the nails to the fingertips. Footwear specifications of diabetic patients. Footwear must be the exact size for the foot and should have a wide toe area so that the toes of the feet can easily fit in the shoes. Using leather shoes is an appropriate option. Shoes made out of linen are also appropriate. Refrain from wearing shoes with open toes, sandals, slippers, and shoes which have laces in between the toes. It is better to wear shoes with laces so that the size can be adjusted. The height of the side of the shoe should be moderate. Refrain from wearing shoes for a prolonged period of time, and it is recommended to take your foot out of your shoes at least once every 3 to 4 hours in order to give them some rest and fresh air. Under no condition, wear shoes without socks, and before putting socks on, check their insides for presence of small rocks or uneven pieces of the shoe's inside, because it is possible for it to rub against your feet, causing blisters and or wounds while walking. Don't forget to check the inside of your shoes for biting insects every time you wear your shoes. Wash your socks daily or change them daily. Diabetic patients should keep in mind that they should have received the influenza flu vaccine. You need to remember that Iraqis are very hospitable. They like to eat fatty foods and they like to serve their guests with even more fatty foods. But you, and especially those amongst you who suffer from diseases such as diabetes and high blood pressure, should try to refrain from eating certain foods in order to carry out the whole journey in good health. Try to avoid the following foods specifically: milk, cheese, ice cream, and other non-pasteurized dairy products, raw salads and vegetables, undercooked chicken and undercooked fish, food that has been warmed up more than once, especially fish, meat and rice, food that has been stored at room temperature. Don't forget that canned foods containing preservatives are not all completely safe, and thus before their use, heat them up for 20 minutes, and in regards to their use, be watchful of signs such as swelling up of the top of the can, rusted cans, holes in the cans, or a foul odor coming from the can, and refrain from using these. Remember to keep with you some dry food items like biscuits, dry fruits, dry lemons, and/or lemonade, and remember the following points. Keep a certain amount of water with you in order for you to prevent dehydration and constipation. Refrain from consuming ice which has been kept in unhygienic conditions or has been kept on the floor. Use safe bottled water or boiled water for brushing your teeth. Limit the consumption of soft drinks, packed sweetened fruit juices, and all drinks containing added sugar. Do not consume water from a spring, fountain, river, or a creek. Refrain from drinking tea and hot drinks in clear, disposable plastic cups. Dear pilgrims, for further information, especially concerning the key points with regards to your well-being throughout the Arba'een Walk, you can visit the website of the International Charity Foundation of the Muslim Doctors Without Borders at www.icfmp.org.